Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, May 11th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. There's a window of opportunity in a new Sudan. A series of church arsons in India doesn't intimidate believers, and Christians are facing more trouble in Pakistan. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Sudan, where following the much-accorded peace deal in the South, expectations are high. Bible League's Joseph Owen says their team echoes that sentiment.
There's a lot of optimism in southern Sudan at this time as a result of the peace accord. So there's a lot more people going into southern Sudan right now, assessing the situation on the ground there. You can see that there's an increase in activity all along the border.
Owen says because the peace deal is holding, their teams can move around. The timing is important, as he describes a recent discovery.
As we started to work in southern Sudan, we found inventories of Bibles in Kenya and Uganda that were not being distributed. Tens of thousands of Bibles just sitting on pallets and needing distribution. So for probably over 20 years, not many scriptures have gone into southern Sudan.
We turn next to India, where Gospel for Asia reports a series of church arsons in northeast India's Manipur state. GFA's K.P. Yohannan says that there have been 3 attacks this year, and the 6th time it has been targeted. But the attacks aren't intimidating believers.
They are saying, this is our church, and we will continue to rebuild it. No matter what they do to us, we are going to pay the price. But I thank God that in spite of the persecution, the opposition, the believers themselves are saying that we are not going to simply walk away and quit.
Yohannan says their attitude speaks volumes. After the 3rd hit, gang members were bewildered.
They saw these new believers that these are strange behavior in terms of saying that we pray for you, we have nothing against you, and that itself became the reason for a couple of families to give their lives to the Lord.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Pakistan's a country dominated by Islam. Well, last month, a Christian translator and his driver were killed. The violence continues, says Strategic World Impact. SWI says more than 40 Muslim and Christian workers were attacked by the owner of a brick-making factory. The group of workers fled to SWI's office, where they're helping to register the case with the police. Pray for the protection of Christians in that nation, and that because of their testimony, the gospel will spread. Meanwhile, there's a new Christian broadcast ministry open in Japan. It's called Be Japan, the Japanese version of Back to the Bible. It opened a few days ago in Tokyo, says Back to the Bible's Dave Hansen. But the program won't be on the radio, but cable.
We have access to 24 hours a day, an audio channel, which is part of a network of audio channels, which has over 1.5 million subscribers. We also are developing an internet ministry.
Hansen says cable audio channels are actually more popular than cable television. He says Be Japan is already cable casting.
We right now are doing 3 hours per day. Our goal is to get that up to 8 hours a day. So we've got a list of about 20 different things that we hope to do in the next few years.
Hansen says discipleship and encouraging evangelism are the goals of the program. Volunteers are needed to help make it a reality. And the internet is allowing Bible study in countries previously considered impossible. It's allowing Bible.org to help equip pastors, teachers, small group leaders, missionaries, and anyone serious about knowing God's Word more intimately. Bible.org is just one group that's providing many study resources useful in understanding God's truth, applying it, and teaching others. As people understand God's Word, they can't help but be more effective in evangelism. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Chuck Swindoll's book, The Triumph of the Cross, a gift from Transworld Radio, call 1-800-995-4828. It's a great witnessing tool that will provide answers about why God's own Son was sent to the cross in a way seekers will understand. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.